You know, Carl, all across this country, if you take the time to do a drive trip on some of the historic highways, there are a number of organizations that have put together driving tours that if you start it on a CD or in the old days, a little cassette tape, at a certain point and drive the speed limit, it will give you the history of that maybe 40, 50 mile segment. You ever done that?
Actually done, physically done it?
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, okay. So you know how, to me that's powerful. I love something like that.
Yes.
Well, recently a young man who is the head of Silver Hollow Audio in Chichester, New York, put together one from a grant from the New York State, from some New York State foundation to do a small section of Route 28, which is out of Kingston, New York, basically from Woodstock to Andes, New York. And I did an interview with him this week while you were out lollygagging around doing something.
Just having fun.
You were probably checking on dinosaurs. I have no idea, but I'm sure that's what you... Anyway, here it is. I want to play this for you, and then we can talk about it afterward. I'm talking to Brett Berry, who is the proprietor of Silver Hollow Audio. It's a small studio in the Catskill Mountains that does all sorts of things. In addition, what we're talking about today is a driving tour, Brett, on Route 28 from, 375?
It's Route 28 where it meets 375, which is the road that goes into Woodstock, all the way up to Andes, New York, which is about an hour into the Catskill Mountains.
Well, tell me, what does this tour do? And people listen to it, obviously, in the car, right?
So it's a driving tour, a driving guide that you can listen to in the car for that 60-minute stretch of Route 28, which cuts right through the heart of the Catskills. But it was also recorded in a way that you can listen to it without driving, and it would still make a lot of sense. So you don't need to take that route to enjoy it and learn more about the Catskill Mountains.
Welcome to New York's Catskill Mountains and the Catskill Mountains Scenic Byway. I'm Kathleen McNenney. This audio driving guide seeks to inform, entertain, and inspire visitors and locals alike. You can listen as you drive for locally relevant history, activities, and adventures along the way, stretching from the town of Olive to Andes, New York. Feel free to skip ahead, though, if you're already en route, as each story offers a glimpse into the many locations that comprise this unique region. To start us off, we took a hike with Bill Rudge, a natural resources supervisor for New York State's Department of Environmental Conservation. The Catskill Park is an important part of the region he oversees.
What did you learn that you didn't know, even though you live in the Catskill Mountains?
I learned a little something from each of the people that we interviewed. I learned about some of the place names and why they're named what they are, some of the history of the towns that line the route through the Catskills. I learned about some of the history of the area and the importance of the Catskills in a broader sense to New York.
What type of people did you interview for this particular recording?
I interviewed a range of people up and down the Route 28 corridor, residents of the area. They all live here, and most of them work here. So I interviewed Bill Rudge, for example, who works for the Department of Environmental Conservation. He talked about the Catskill Park and the balance of private versus public land. I spoke with Diane Galusha, who is an expert on the New York City watershed.
This is New York City's drinking water that we're sitting next to here. It's bubbling away through these beautiful summer woods. This stream makes its way to the Esopus Creek, and the Esopus Creek is what was dammed to create the Ashokan Reservoir. So this water, assuming it isn't drunk by a deer or a porcupine and isn't evaporated, eventually gets to New York City.
I spoke with business owners. I spoke with Harry Jameson, who runs the tubing company that tourists tube down the Esopus Creek.
My name is Harry G. Jameson III. I am the president of the Town Tinker Tube Rental, founder of the Town Tinker Tube Rental, and have been operating it for 34 years. My previous life, I spent 4 years in the U.S. Navy, was a flight simulator operator for the first 2 years. The second 2 years, I was a maintainer of flight simulators. And when I finished my Navy career, I got a bachelor's in computer engineering and worked for Singer Link Division, manufacturer of flight simulators. Traveled around the world a few times, putting them in and maintaining them, and decided to give up my corporate suit and tie and go from high tech to low tech.
And interviewed historians, learned about John Burroughs, who was a famous writer who lived in the Catskill Mountains.
You know, when I arrived in the Catskills 43 years ago, I never heard of John Burroughs. John Burroughs was a very prolific writer who really invented the nature essay, because what he did in terms of writing an essay that brought people into the outdoors and allowed them to kind of experience the outdoors along with him was quite different, I think, from what Thoreau was doing.
And kind of a nice range of interviews that span everything from history to things to do to just kind of general interests, mm-hmm. and even one or two semi-comedic bits with just some real characters that we found along the way.
You have this studio called Silver Hollow Studio that you do all sorts of projects. What do you do besides putting together projects like this?
Well, Silver Hollow Audio is a small production company right in the middle of the Catskill Mountains. And we do mostly spoken word productions, so lots of audiobook productions, both for ourselves and for the big publishers. Voiceover work, promos, public radio bits. I work on a show called Soundbeat, which is a 90-second show that airs daily on public radio and explores the history of recorded sound.
Yankee Stadium is commonly known as the house that Ruth built.
Every time it rains.
But in the 50s, the same could be said of Atlantic Records. You're on the Soundbeat.
And that's the time I feel so blue.
Ruth Brown didn't play any baseball, but she sure had a lot of hits in the 1950s. Songs like So Long, Mama, He Treats Your Daughter Mean.
So that kind of thing. And this driving tour was our latest project, which has been on my mind for a long time and finally got to do it.
You do a lot of audio books also. What are some of the ones that you've recorded?
Puppies for Dummies and Wine for
Wait a minute. What's that? What one's that one all about?
Why? There was one span where I did a lot of the Dummies books. This for the Dummies, that for Dummies. I do a lot of nonfiction. I've done some historical nonfiction and business books, personal finance. Probably recorded close to 100 books in one way or another in my studio for some of the big publishers.
What's the hardest thing about putting together an audio book? Not necessarily the ones that you record, but the ones, let's say the author of a book wants to record. That has to be a little bit more difficult, isn't it?
Well, most of the books that come through, I'd say 75% of them are ones that I was hired to narrate. But there have been times when other narrators, usually authors, have come in to narrate. And so there's a little bit of a learning curve to figure out how they'll approach that material. And for some people, it's their first time. So guiding them through the process of narrating and doing pickups, which means going back and re-recording a sentence if something sounds a little bit slurry or a little bit unintelligible, you have to interrupt them and let them know that that has to be done again, not because of anything other than this is an audio medium that other people need to understand. And sometimes it's just a small technical thing or an editing consideration that you just have to be aware as they're reading it as to what might cause a problem later and what needs to be redone.
Well, this is your second visit to Smith Sabatino, and I want to thank you very much for joining us and hope that you'll become a regular, because I think it's really interesting today as to why sound, not necessarily coupled with video, but why sound is still important for people in both learning as well as finding things of interest.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. Well, maybe it's because I'm in the business, but I see more and more articles and stories about sound as a standalone form of entertainment or information. And so I think that it's not going anywhere anytime soon. Thanks for having me.
Well, there you go, Carl. That was Brett Berry, Silver Hollow Audio. You can download that driving tour at www.drive28.com.
That's fascinating. I was listening attentively, and the last thing he said was the most poignant. Audio is with us, and it's not going away anytime soon.
Well, the fact that we are on the air, I think, is one indication that that sound is still important to get information across to those who choose to listen.
Without question, Smith Sabatino, we're back.
America, weekend. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.